Thank you. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. This is KO 4WWZ. I am doing an amateur video demonstration for a coworker. If anyone is available for the QSO, please call KO 4WWZ.
KO4WWZ, this is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. Same here as Richard.
All right, Richard, pleasure to talk to you. So, with all the Anytone DMR stuff that you've been talking about, and the topic of amateur radio come up between me and my partner, and I've done some explaining to her, but I think she'd be curious to know as to what amateur radio is all about and all the different stuff that you can do with it. Do you think you have a minute to talk to us?
Yeah, I do. Go ahead, Chandler.
Well, I was just going to ask if maybe you could tell her about some different stuff in ham radio. I told her the difference between VHF, UHF, and HF. I told her about that Anytone radio. Let me see. I was just going to ask if maybe you had anything else you could say. If anyone else is listening, if you'd like to chime in and maybe explain some more about amateur radio, you're more than welcome. But, Richard, if you can maybe give her a little more insight as to what I can, that'd be great.
Chandler, what's your friend's name?
Her name is Ashley.
It's nice to meet you. I have a daughter named Ashley. She's 27. She's also a ham operator, along with my wife, Sally. We use amateur radio for our forms of two-way communication when cell towers are down and there's no other way to talk. We can get on the radio. Like Chandler had mentioned, there's different modes of operation like HF, VHF, UHF, DMR. A lot of that doesn't probably mean anything to you right now. It's just the different frequencies that you could talk on and so forth, but I really got into DMR here lately, which is digital voice, and I use a little hotspot. It's like a little small miniature computer that's connected through the internet and to my walkie-talkie, my Anytone 878, and it actually allows me to talk to other people in other states and other countries, just like you and I are talking right now.
She's in awe of amateur radio. I showed her a video from AWRL Field Day when the Village Street was up in TR, and she did not realize that you could take a radio transceiver on HF and make contacts all the way around to Europe, China, Australia, Russia. She thinks that's really cool. And in all honesty, it really is. It really is. Let's see. Do you have any? And she appreciates you explaining this to her. By the way, she's really grateful, and so am I. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Sir, about the QSL cards, that whether you talk on an HF radio to the other countries, or whether you talk on the digital DMR voice, what form of the communication has static and noise in the background, and you have to work to make your contacts with the other people, and the other one is crystal clear. But amateur radio operators exchange a QSL card, which is usually unique and designed for each person that wants to send them out. You're not required to, but I have like over 400 or 500 of these cards where I've talked to different people from different states and different countries, and it just proves that, you know, hey, you know, it's a confirmation of the contact that I made from the other party. So that's kind of like a, here you go, here's a postcard, type card, say thank you for making the contact, and it confirms all the information like the date, the time, the frequency, what our signal report was, and so forth. So that's just basic information. And then sometimes, depending on the band, you get to know a little bit about each person, like, you know, hi, my name is Richard, and I'm basically retired and disabled. I'm not working now. Some people, you know, they work for the railroad, or they work for the state, or they work for BMW. So it just, you have a little cue, so a conversation to explain kind of what's going on, and you kind of get to know that person, KA3JCA for ID.
KO4WWZ for ID for KA3JCA and any other amateur station that would like to join in on the QSO. Richard, she's really grateful for that. She thinks that the radio is cool. She's a little bit undecided about getting her ham license now, but maybe in the near future we might have us a new ham on the radio. What was I going to say? Alright, so let me ask you this. What are the frequencies that you can make out-of-country contacts on, and for you personally, what is the longest distance contact you've made?
Oh, I'd have to look at a map. I'm not good at geography there, Chandler. But I've talked to Europe and Spain and Africa and France and Belgium. And so, I mean, I've talked over. I'd have to find out which one's the longest. I don't know if you're familiar with APRS, Chandler, but it's Amateur Radio Packet Reporting System, so forth like that. Also, just to let her know, remember, tech and general classes start here in September that are going to be virtual. So if she is interested, she can attend that 10-week class. She has to call and get registered if the class is not already full. But there's a technician class that's coming up that will teach you everything you need to know to successfully pass the test.
All right, so that would be the classes that Gary Wise would be giving out. That would be, his call sign is Whiskey, Four, Echo, Echo, Yankee. Am I correct?
EY@ARRL.net, I believe is what it was. You could check with W4DJW to see for sure. I'm just trying to remember from the announcement that I heard, but I believe that is correct.
Copy that. Well, I just wanted to do a quick little demonstration and a little QSO with you. She really likes it. She really does. And if she wants me to, I'll forward her that information for those classes so that she can decide to take them if she wants to. Thank you very much, Richard. If there is anybody else on frequency that would like to add some more stuff about amateur radio, please do. Other than that, Richard, I'll go ahead and say 7-3. Thank you for talking with me and Miss Ashley, and I'll talk to you later tonight. KO4WWZ listening.